Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Senior Assistant Editor Sonal Matharu wrote a feature article titled "A Rajasthan Bride Spoke Against Bedsheet Virginity Tests, Then Filed a Rape Complaint." My name is Raghav Bichandani, and I am bringing you the podcast version of this article. A couple of days after her wedding in May, 19-year-old KB and her husband were ushered into a room in her in-law's modest house as older women from both families waited eagerly for the young couple to consummate the marriage. But the mood soon turned sour as the white bedsheet remained unstained. The new bride had failed the crude virginity test called Kukudi Pratha. KB did not bleed during intercourse. In no time, word spread in the village and curious neighbors peeped inside the house's big metal gate to get a glimpse of the immoral woman, a tag that KB won't be able to brush off easily. She is a new victim of the age-old humiliating practice that women in the Sansi community have been subjected to. In this nomadic tribe traditionally from Rajasthan, listed as a scheduled caste, women are accepted in their husband's family only after they give proof of their virginity by showing a blood-stained white cloth or a white petticoat after intercourse. It doesn't stop there. A failed test has a cascading effect of stigma, shame, and domestic violence, made worse by the absence of the possibility of divorce. New brides also come under tremendous pressure from parents and in-laws to save face. Though the breaking of the hymen as a sign of virginity has been debunked by doctors globally, as your hymen can break even if you exercise or swim when young. In the Sansi community, it is still considered a benchmark to assess if a woman has abstained from premarital sex. A virgin bride is of good character, men and women of the community the print spoke to say, and rape charges often come up as an explanation when someone fails the test. KB's ordeal did not end with the name-calling, though. A few days later, sitting on a dhuri at her parents' house in Bagdana Basti in Bhilwara city, she narrated to a group of local journalists how she was raped by a neighbor months before her wedding. Despite that explanation, she was beaten up by her husband and her mother-in-law at their house in Bagor village in Bhilwara. "I could not clear the kukri test. My husband and mother-in-law beat me up," KB told the journalists gathered, her face covered in black and pink scarf. Her revelations created a stir in Bhilwara. An FIR on rape was registered. The accused was arrested within days, and the police ordered an inquiry into the custom of virginity tests following a news report in a Hindi daily, Dainik Bhaskar. But her new courage to question the abuse and the custom of kukri did not last very long. 4 months after her wedding, KB walked into the office of the Bhilwara Superintendent of Police on 8 September and retracted her statement. This after the local police booked her husband and his father, a sub-inspector in the district, for subjecting KB to the kukri test. But her story had changed. "My in-laws do not believe in kukri pratha. No such thing happened with me, and I am living happily in my married home," she said in a written statement. KB's in-laws were in agreement. "I do not believe in kukri pratha. This practice was not followed in this house," thundered her father-in-law. In stark contrast, the fiery KB, who had called the abuse on her unjust in May, now wears a long veil in her husband's house. "I am under no pressure to change my statement," she meekly told the print, fiddling with the yellow plastic bangles covering her forearms. Her red lipstick and sindoor glimmered faintly in the sun from under her parda. "It is a lie spread by the media that I had to go through a virginity test." There is little academic documentation on the Sansi community and no recent study of the kukri custom. With a poor literacy rate of just 30% in Rajasthan, the Sansis are one of the most backward castes. Like many other women from her community, KB was engaged to her husband when she was 5 years old. Marriages in the community are sacrosanct, even if it means child marriage. Remarriages and divorce are taboo, and marital disputes are solved by community panchayats or khaps. They consist of 5 elderly or authoritarian men of the community. They have no elections or constitutional validity. But when KB defied the panchayat and reported the domestic violence to activists and local media, she brought the oppressive practice of kukri out in the public. She was a single woman against a well-entrenched system. "The kukri pratha must continue. It ensures that women do not go astray. I went through it when I got married, and recently my daughters were married. Both passed the test," a Sansi woman living in Bhilwara's labor colony proudly says. "If the women of the house are of good character, then the house will flourish and the kids will have a future." Good character is largely used to mean virgin. Her young nephew, Pradeep Sansi, agrees. "If a woman strays outside her house, how will she take care of her family? Won't her children be wasted?" asked Pradeep. Social acceptance of the strict test and very few women failing it ensures that there is no strong collective voice against it, says Desh Kumar Malavat, a lawyer from the Sasi community. Women facing the atrocities are in minority, and the older women in the community are the ones carrying this practice forward, he says. Under the Indian Penal Code, virginity tests are not considered a crime. The accused can, however, be booked under various sections of the Dowry Prohibition Act 1961 and the IPC. Sources in the Bhilwara police told the Print that KB's in-laws may have accepted her in the family because the police intervened. I was under someone's influence earlier when I spoke against my in-laws and accused them, KB now says. The preliminary inquiry by the police, however, found evidence that kukri was practiced at KB's marital home, and an FIR was filed on 2nd September by the circle officer based on it at Bagaur police station. The inquiry found that torture was inflicted on KB by two parties, her in-laws and panchayat members. Her husband and father-in-law are named as accused with charges of cruelty to women, extortion, and insulting the modesty of a woman, among others, says Ayub Khan, Bagaur Police SHO. But since the police inquiry found that kukri pratha is still practiced in the community, the case will go on. Even if KB is now saying that it did not take place, the police case still stands. We will now collect evidence and the matter will go to court, says Adar Sidhu, Bhilwara Superintendent of Police. An offshoot of the Rajputs, the Sasis were classified as a criminal tribe under British rule and later denotified. They are present in small numbers across the country. Kept under wraps carefully, the Sasi community considers women's chastity central to the integrity of the family. If a woman does not bleed during the first intercourse with her husband, she is beaten up and asked to confess the name of her lover. The husband's family then calls the Khap Panchayat and that imposes a hefty monetary fine, ranging from 5 lakh rupees to 15 lakh rupees, on the woman's family. If the woman names a lover from the Sasi community, then the fine imposed by the Khap Panchayat is paid by that man's family. His house is often vandalized. If the man is from a different community, then the woman's family has to pay the fine. Not only is the practice misogynistic, but it is also medically incorrect. There are many times when the hymen is broken during physical exercise or a fall, and it need not necessarily bleed on the first intercourse. This is a form of violence against women and has been strongly opposed by us gynecologists, says Dr. S. Shanta Kumari, president of the Federation of Obstetric and Gynecological Society of India and treasurer of the International Federation of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Having grown up seeing this custom, lawyer Malavat says that if women do not name their sexual partners, the torture by the husband and in-laws become extreme. And women rarely speak up because of pressure. That is why cases are not reported or tried in courts. The women aren't educated on legal remedies against such practices, says Malavat. In cases where women fail the test but claim they are virgins, they have to pass an Agni or Jal Pariksha, trial by fire or water. In the former, at dawn, her palms are covered with 7 fresh peepal leaves and a layer of white kukri virgin thread. A hot metal pan is kept on her palms and she has to walk 7 steps holding it. If her palms burn, she is assumed to be lying. If her palms do not burn, she passes the test. Several community members told the Print about this custom. We have seen women passing the test, says the woman from the labor colony. In the trial by water, the woman has to stay submerged in deep water while a villager walks about 100 steps. If she pops her head out early, she fails and pays a fine, say Sasi members. The fine is simply a way for the old Khap members to make some money, says Malavat. Days after KB narrated her ordeal to reporters, her mother filed an FIR of rape at Subhashnagar police station in Bhilwara. According to her, on 20th November 2021, when she and her husband were out for a family wedding, their neighbor Shahid Rangrez abducted KB when she stepped out of the house to use the toilet right next to the entrance of the house and raped her. KB was home alone with her younger siblings, but she did not tell anyone about the rape because Rangrez had allegedly threatened to kill her younger brother. Rangrez, who was 17 years old then, was arrested 3 days later. This is not the first rape case that came to light after a virginity test. In 2019, KB's first cousin had an identical story. 3 days after her wedding, SS, who was a minor then, returned home to her mother with swollen eyes and blue marks all over her frail body. She had not bled during her first intercourse with her husband, who was also a minor then. He locked the door and beat her with hot wooden sticks from the chulha, the woman's mother recalls. While SS's scars have healed, her memory of that night is vivid. The husband's family had called the Khap Panchayat and the leaders demanded 6 lakh rupees as a fine. Knowing that her mother will not be able to arrange the money, SS, a mother of 2 sons now, went to the local police station instead. She accused her husband of domestic abuse and said that she was gang raped by two men, a Thakur and a Muslim, before her marriage. "We had gone for a family function and my daughter was alone in the house with her younger brother," her mother explained. The accused were arrested and the case is still going on. Her husband was also arrested for abuse and kept in jail for just 3 days and the fine was waived off. When KB similarly named her neighbor who lived 50 meters away in her rape complaint, his family was shocked and said he had been trapped. Shahid was living in the same vicinity and he might be friends with her or they might have had a relationship. We cannot confirm this, but the accusation that he raped her is false, says Mehboob Ali, Rangrez's father. Ali adds how KB allegedly had relationships with two men from the Sasi community in the area and her parents were often seen arguing with the men's parents, asking them to pay up. But when KB was beaten after the kukri practice, she named Rangrez as her rapist. When Shahid was picked up by the police on 23rd May, KB's parents asked me to pay the 15 lakh rupees to withdraw the case. When I refused, the police picked him up 3 days before his formal arrest, says Ali, a charge KB's mother denies. Since the money conversation was oral, Ali says he has no evidence to present in court. He has also been charged under the stringent SCST Act, besides rape. We are applying for his bail in the High Court. Once Shahid is released, we will file a case against the police for keeping him in jail and not a juvenile home, says Amjad Parvez, Rangrez's lawyer. Rangrez, his family says, is a victim of the oppressive practice of virginity tests that pushes young Sasi women to accuse innocent men of rape, just to appear blameless and save themselves from humiliation and abuse. When the girls in Sasi community are humiliated in their husbands' homes, they name any man as their rapist. My lawyer had also questioned this practice in the court, says Ali. Ali and Parvez are also planning to file a public interest litigation or PIL against the kukri custom. Meanwhile, questions are being asked about why KB talked about the rape after the kukri test. Shahid kept harassing me even after my marriage. That's why I filed an FIR against him, she says. A charge Ali denies. Away from bustling city life, KB sits on the floor of her marital home without her veil because the men of the house are away. This practice destroys the lives of women. So many fights erupt. She snaps, looking away and stopping just before the men of the house walk in from the fields. In May, her father-in-law was accused of demanding money from her family for failing the virginity test, but he denies it now. I am accused of demanding 10 lakh rupees after a khap panchayat. We don't know who the khaps are. I have never met them, he says. Back in Bagdana Basti, KB's mother is fidgety. The news of her eldest daughter failing the test has spread in the colony like wildfire and has brought disrepute to the family. This custom should stop, she says, agitated. Mistakes happen sometimes. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode of the Print Pod.